Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, today, Dr. Prather, we're going to talk about a new paradigm in pain care. It's very exciting.
This very exciting.
Is breaking news.
Yes.
From the FDA in May of 2017. So who put it out there, and what does it say?
Well, it's the FDA, which is the standard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, this is the official government pattern on pain care. And it's the education blueprint for healthcare providers involved in the management or support of patients with pain. It came out in May of 2017. And it's a revision on how to handle pain.
Mm.
One of the things that came out 2015 was that there was a big conference where the top pain specialists in the world met and decided on what should be done about the opioid crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And how to handle pain. Because pain, of course, was is a huge problem. And the solution that they had come up with, the opiates, was, needless to say, a complete disaster.
Hmm. This was 2015.
In 2015, and they had suggested that there should be a new paradigm in pain care.
Mm-hmm.
It should be something that you should be seeking what they called alternative health care situations, acupuncture, chiropractic, and other different types of modalities as the first line of pain care. They put that suggestion out, and we were all very excited about it and thought that we would see a change in government policy. But at that time, they left that portion out of the recommendations.
In 2015.
In 2015. So when the FDA put out their guidelines along those lines, they happened to leave that portion out.
How do you happen to leave that portion out?
They just kind of like put a black mark through it on the recommendations. There's still resistance in a lot of people's minds that really only pharmaceuticals should be used to treat anything.
But we've already proven that the opiate addiction, it's a disaster.
It is the...
Ruining society.
Right. It's the exact words was the worst drug crisis in American history.
Mm-hmm.
And it was created by the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into that a little bit later. But there was a tremendous amount of lobbying that was done, and a tremendous amount of pressure put on by the pharmaceutical companies to change the recommendations, you know, that they would leave the what would be considered alternative therapies out of the equation.
Mm-hmm.
And this time, when they put out the draft revision, they no longer had the push with the present administration to be able to knock those recommendations out.
Okay, so this is a revision.
This is a revision.
Okay.
And now we officially have the first line of defense should be, as they said, alternative health cares, physical therapy, non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, those types of things first.
Mm-hmm.
And then only in certain situations, opiate.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there was a whole revision along those lines. So the recommendations are finally have become official.
So this is a big deal.
This is a very big deal. This is a seismic shift within the policy of the United States government on healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
That, yeah. You know, that they are now realizing we need to seek an alternative way of doing healthcare mm-hmm. and health business. It shouldn't be as usual.
So how does this affect this revision, which was
should have been part of these guidelines 2 years ago, as you're saying. How does this affect pain care?
Well, probably be good just to talk about the history of pain care in the United States. In the 1990s, about one-third of the American population had chronic pain.
One-third?
Wow. Yeah, 100 million people had pain.
And we're talking about, you said chronic pain?
Well, yeah, that they had, in other words, 100 million people were in pain. And they came up with what they called the fifth sign. And it was a big push by the pharmaceutical companies to go out there and say, you know, really, doctors, there's a fifth sign that's going on here. It's a fifth vital sign. And if you determine that the patient has pain, you're doing them a disservice if you don't put them on a pain medicine, some type of opiate type of medication. And doctors up until then were very reluctant, and only in certain instances would they put someone on an opiate, which was, now that we look back at it, the doctors were absolutely correct. Certain companies, pharmaceutical companies, paid a lot of money and had a huge campaign. Basically, it was the campaign is that pain is the fifth vital sign, and they took the pain medication from a very small number into, there's a prescription written for every man, woman, and child in the United States every year.
Now. And this started
in the 1990s.
Fifth vital sign. What does that mean?
Well, there are several different height, weight, blood pressure.
Right, that are vital signs.
Yeah. Now, you also measure the person's pain.
Okay.
And if they have that particular vital sign, then you put them on pain medicine.
That was the protocol.
That was the protocol.
That the pharmaceutical companies set up?
Yes.
Okay, not the doctors.
Yes, and then they marketed it to the physicians as something that needed to be done. And we went from a small number of pain medications being written to one for every man, woman, and child written in the United States.
Wow. So that started in the 1990s. We're in 2017.
Yes.
And now we have an opiate crisis.
Now we have an opiate crisis. And of course, what they were saying is that this is, you know, that this was the answer to the pain situation. And it just turned into a huge crisis that results in 2015, 33,000 deaths. And the only reason that there's not more death is because of the quick response and the medications that we have to stop people from dying. So it's been a complete disaster. The interesting thing that they have found with opiates, with most of the pains that people have, it makes it worse.
The opiates.
Yes, it doesn't decrease pain, it increases pain.
So why are so many people on it, and why was it promoted?
That is a huge question. It has absolutely been proven anyone with chronic pain, which is the vast majority of people, that it doesn't, it temporarily decreases pain. And then once it wears off, there's an increased sensation of pain. To the point that people could have gotten well, you know, the chronic pain would have eventually disappeared. But now they have a greater amount of pain and wouldn't have had pain, but now they have pain constantly. Because opiates, in a short amount of time, they do decrease pain, but they destroy the natural opiate receptors and the ability of the body to make its own opiates. So your ability to handle pain after you've been on opiates for a while gets less effective. So,
and that's where the addiction comes in?
Well, then also you have withdrawal symptoms that start in, and which causes pain and extreme discomfort. Mm-hmm. It's one of the most horrible things. A lot of people literally, instead of going through opiate withdrawal, would rather commit suicide.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that is a horrible type of thing. People are kind of stuck in this vicious circle. I mean, I've had a 75-year-old mm-hmm. pastor's wife who's never taken a drink in her entire life,
mm-hmm.
who would doesn't watch R-rated movies,
mm-hmm.
Come in because her doctor put her on an opiate, and she's an addict now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is a crazy crisis. You know, there are people who, through no fault of their own, trusting their doctor, were put on opiates and are now opiate addicted.
Mm-hmm.
And because then their doctors who had got them addicted now cut it off, they're now going to street drugs. You know, they're going to heroin, mm-hmm. And other different types of things. Because the getting off of the opiates has such a poor success rate. You know, even if you go through the very best program, the very best programs have less than a 10% rate of recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've created this incredible crisis that was manufactured by the pharmaceutical companies.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about this revision and why it's necessary.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
The three tests, Dr. Prather, that you suggest everyone have every year, you know, to give a complete picture of health is the Prather Profile Blood Analysis, the GI Effect Stool Kit, and the hair analysis. And what does the hair analysis reveal about a person's health?
Well, one of the most important things that we're looking on a hair analysis is the possibility of heavy metal toxicity. That can cause a huge variety of diseases and symptoms that can actually occur. Any type of autoimmune disease could begin with a heavy metal toxicity, or any type of neurological conditions, MS, ALS. A lot of those types of diseases can be kicked off by heavy metal toxicity. Including a whole host of symptoms that would be hard to explain any other way. The other things that show up with the hair analysis is the balance of the minerals. It can play a huge effect on the entire system. Now, when plants actually grow, they can actually make the fatty acids, the vitamins, the amino acids, but the minerals have to come from the ground. So if the minerals aren't there, they can't make them. So the most common deficiencies that can occur in nutritional health of an individual is mineral deficiencies or mineral imbalances. And the hair analysis is the best way to actually show up those changes that can occur.
Well, how does the hair analysis help find the root cause of health issues? And no pun intended there.
When you're actually trying to discover what's going on in an individual, so many things can actually result with a mineral imbalance or a heavy metal toxicity that it really behooves us to actually do that particular test. And that's one reason that I recommend it be done at least once a year. And if there's any type of important type of disease process going on or unexplained symptoms, checking on the hair analysis really can show a tremendous amount and reveal the underlying problem.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Okay, we're talking today about a new paradigm in pain care. And Dr. Prather, you talked about a revision. Again, what is the revision from the FDA?
The FDA has said that the first line of care in pain patient is basically structure function care. Mm-hmm. It is no longer pharmaceutical.
And this was to go out in 2015.
Well, there was a committee, the top scientists, who were unbiased, and they put this out as a recommendation. But they did not put that out in the official FDA pain management because of pharmaceutical pressure.
So what's the difference? The new administration?
Yes, it's a different political will.
Okay.
It's a political will that enough is enough, and the pharmaceutical companies should not be dictating scientific policy.
Mm. Wow. Okay. So why was this revision necessary to put out there?
The old standards on pain care. Well, first off, the official standard was that we had gone to opiates. Mm-hmm. As we came up to a white paper in 2011, we realized that this was not the answer, that this was a disaster. So they tried to come up with new pharmaceutical routes of handling pain, and it was completely ineffective. In other words, there was a crisis because the answers were not in pharmaceutical route. And it took an awful long time to accept that paradigm because we are a very pharmaceutically based society. And we expect pharmaceuticals to answer our healthcare issues.
Because they do in the commercials. Now I need something for constipation. I'm addicted to opiates, but I need another drug for my constipation.
Right.
Opiates. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
So how does this affect how doctors treat?
When we're talking about this, the whole thing is that, you know, now we need to go more to a structure function model. We need to start looking at pain in a much more cause and effect type of way instead of just trying to treat it as a symptom. Because the symptom-based care is ineffective and counterproductive.
Well, what is symptom-based care?
Symptom-based care is pharmaceutically based. Pharmaceuticals do not change the underlying problem. What they do is they mask it.
Okay, so you have a symptom and you treat that symptom.
You treat the symptom.
Instead of the
underlying cause.
Okay.
And really we need to get to the underlying cause, and the only way that you can have that underlying cause treated is through structure function care.
So what is recommended instead of opiates for pain?
Well, one of the things that the main thing along those lines is that you look for the underlying cause and that there's a good algorithm on what's involved with the pain. Oftentimes, you know, there's an inflammatory aspect of that. So getting the inflammation under control is a huge benefit along those lines. The other thing is to know there are certain times where opiates are necessary, but those are short-term, acute, or end-of-life type of situations. The other thing is then treating the underlying cause. What are the mechanism of the pain, understanding the aspects of it. Had an example of that just came in recently. Luckily for this patient, he was an engineer and liked to do research. So he had a neuritis pain, inflammation of the nerves. And one of the things that the doctor was suggesting was an anti-inflammatory, which was correct, but then also an opiate-based pain medicine. Mm-hmm. And the patient sits there and goes, whoa, 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 whoa. Mm-hmm. I've read up on this, and isn't neuritis actually increased by opiates? Mm. And the doctor said, yes. Mm-hmm. So the opiates would have made his pain much worse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's an awareness of what are the steps that need to be taken.
And so he did his own research. What majority of the people going into their doctor do
correct.
Their own research?
Correct. Mm-hmm. Whereas if this would have been a situation, this would have been a situation where the pain would have increased, and then you would have increased the opiate, which would have increased the pain, which would have increased the opiate.
Oh my gosh, vicious cycle.
Which this patient then would have become a whole new set of problems.
So they came into you?
They came into us. We were able to address the neuritis, the mm-hmm. inflammation directly. Through structure function care, mm-hmm. And he's had immediate relief. He's really shocked.
Mm-hmm. And no opiate.
No opiate. Mm-hmm. He's still on the anti-inflammatory because mm-hmm. that was absolutely correct to take. Mm-hmm. And then we are working with them to get this all fixed up, mm-hmm. following the blood work, and you know things are really moving along quite well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So how effective is alternative or structure function care for pain?
The results that the research has said is that there is as effective or more effective than even in short term two medications. Mm-hmm. So it is an extremely, extremely effective type of care. And the research is finding excellent types of results along those lines. Not only is it is the effective rate there, mm-hmm. but also the chances for addiction or side effects is not there. Mm-hmm. So it is by far the choice, the first choice of all doctors to prescribe structure function care in these types of instances, and it is absolutely the best way to go.
Yeah, it's interesting here. They call it non-pharmacological therapies.
Correct.
And they include psychological approaches such mm-hmm. as cognitive behavioral therapy, physical rehabilitative approaches, physical therapy and occupational therapy, complementary therapies is what they call it,
right.
and acupuncture and chiropractic is
right.
on there. So when we talk about structure function, they're basically talking about structure function care here.
Correct.
That we do at the Prather practice. That's what the FDA talks.
That is the first
the care we do here.
Correct.
Right. So, it's exciting news when you heard about this.
Yes. This was huge. This is the first time that they've ever put that out as a preferred first line of care. Mm-hmm. Now, it's not even, well, if other things don't work, then you should go, but that's the first choice that you should actually have.
Right, right. So let's talk about how does chiropractic care work in this, you know, pain. I mean, you're saying a third of our population has some type of pain.
Correct.
Here in the United States.
Yes.
So how does chiropractic work?
Chiropractic works by restoring the structural balance of the body. And we do that by working with the skeletal structure. And one thing that you, who does rehab.
Right.
There's a huge difference in the benefit of your rehab as mm-hmm. an occupational therapist in a patient who is structurally in alignment.
Right.
It makes all the difference in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the soft tissue responds so much better. Most people have immediate relief, can tell a big difference with a proper chiropractic adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there is a definite change. Of course, the main thing is that you get things right where it needs to be.
Right.
And aligned. The more accurate you are in your alignment, the better the results.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, most of our people who are coming in, we have a tremendous number of people who are in severe pain, and they can see an immediate difference with the adjustment. Now, we have to work with it a while to keep it in adjustment. But as we can do that, their pain levels decrease quite dramatically because the body does not function well. There is nerve interference, there's inflammation, all those different types of things. There's poor motion, which creates all sorts of different types of soft tissue injuries as people are going through a everyday life. So if things aren't in a line, if your car's not in a line, there are things going to start breaking down.
Right. And I don't experience much pain, you know, because I work here. But I had a knee issue not too long ago. Yeah, it was just a week long, but I was in a lot of pain.
You didn't handle it.
No, I didn't. I was a wimp. But I'm not used to being in pain.
Sure.
And I couldn't believe how it affected me psychologically, my energy. It just zapped me, you know? And so when I finally took the time to get on the schedule, I had that joint injection and the proper exercises and the alignment, and the pain was gone within a day.
Right.
And I haven't had the pain since. Which is exciting. You know, it's exciting because we don't offer just one thing, but people are, you know, put on a treatment plan. We're not wanting to see them once a week for the rest of their lives, you know.
Right.
We want to get that alignment going, getting the muscle strengthened and balanced around it, getting the inflammation down immediately. So, I mean, this is exciting stuff. You know, I'm looking at this revision. We have it right here. And, you know, and what it says, healthcare providers should be knowledgeable about the range of available therapies, when they may be helpful, and when they should be used as part of a multidisciplinary approach to pain management.
Right.
They're saying, hey, doctors, hey, primary care physicians, you know, you need to be referring to chiropractic, to acupuncture.
Yes.
Yeah, this is
seismic.
History is being made here.
Right.
Right.
Whereas before, we never had that backing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's official.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So we talked about chiropractic. How about acupuncture? Is acupuncture effective, and how does it work?
Acupuncture, again, it's a situation where people can feel an immediate difference.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I tell people that you know, there are changes that occur. And one of the nice things that they've proven about acupuncture, it increases the natural opiates of the body, and it also increases the number of receptors and the availability of the receptors. That is one of the things that acupuncture does. There is a big chemical change, hormonal change that occurs as we put in needles. As a matter of fact, most people fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
I've had so many people said, did you put some drugs into those needles? Because I was just out.
We don't do drugs.
I know. And I said, no, what we do is we are manipulating your own body's ability to handle pain.
Mm-hmm.
And it works.
Okay, we'll come back more on a new paradigm in pain care.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I was watching the other day, y'all, and they had open heart surgery on the Discovery Channel. It was fantastic. They laid this old boy out on the table, and thank God they can do that. If I keep eating Mexican food, I'm going to eat it. They put a towel over his head. I guess so, in case you knew him, you wouldn't get sick. And they cut him right down the middle. They ripped that chest cavity apart. And there it was. Looked like lasagna that was alive. It did.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at dtsweightlosscenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking about a new paradigm in pain care today. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about this revision that's happened just recently and how a number of non-pharmacological therapies, which include acupuncture, chiropractic, physical therapy, occupational therapy, right, and the treatment in pain care. It's very, very big.
Very big.
Very big. Especially for the chiropractic profession.
Absolutely.
There was a time, right, that your primary care physician couldn't refer to you.
Oh, they would be basically lose their medical license.
Seriously?
Oh, absolutely.
Till when?
Matter of fact, they couldn't not only refer to us, but they couldn't even talk to us.
What?
Yes. I mean, if you were in a social setting.
We live in a land of.
If you were in a social setting at church. And I, as a chiropractor, went up and talked to a medical doctor. He was supposed to turn his back, otherwise he could lose his medical license.
Well, I remember when we first met, we were going to a church with a lot of medical doctors, and a lot of them were elders.
Right.
And they wouldn't even consider you on
right.
an elder board because
right.
you're a chiropractor.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is going to change that, right?
Certainly.
You think it's going to... I know we're not following the script right now, but do you think this is really going to change?
Interestingly enough, several of the doctors who are now into structure function care and medical doctors, at the time that I started my practice, wouldn't even talk to me because I was that type of doctor.
Yeah.
Now they are doing it.
Now they're doing this type of medicine.
Now they are doing this type of medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how much of a change that has taken place.
You've been in practice a little over 30 years.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Seen a lot of change.
Seen a tremendous amount of change.
It's exciting under this administration, what we're seeing.
There is a much more, right now within the federal government, there is a skepticism of the pharmaceutical industry and the pharmaceutical industry's honesty in dealing with people's health care.
Mm-hmm.
That they weren't altruistic. In other words, their concern was the financial,
the bottom line,
and they were willing to have people die so that they could make more money.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah.
And what is interesting is that they knew the outcome of the pushing the opiates.
Mm-hmm. Wow. And I mean, we're talking about the 1990s when this all started. And with, I'm thinking our son was born in 93, he's 24 years old, and
right.
less than 25 years you have now.
Well, in 2015, even then they blocked.
Mm-hmm. They blocked this.
They blocked this from being accepted at that time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not anything that has changed.
Mm-hmm. Do you think it's because our administration didn't need their backing, didn't need their money?
there is a change in the attitude in the federal government, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly why that is speculation.
Mm-hmm.
But, you can come to your own conclusions.
Okay. So let's go back about, we're talking about the new paradigm in pain care, how effective these alternative or structure function care. Mm-hmm. The FDA calls this type of care structure function.
Correct.
And that's what we're going to call it.
Correct.
In this revision, they call it complementary therapies.
Complementary, yeah. Right.
We don't like the word alternative.
And that's one of the things that the FDA said is this has been around forever. These mm-hmm. types of, you know, it's just as old as the pharmaceutical industry. Mm-hmm. It just, you know, was something that was being brought up and wasn't really an alternative, mm-hmm. Not even complementary. You know, what we're looking for is an integrated understanding of when each of the different types of cares are necessary. And we believe that both kinds of care are necessary mm-hmm. in structure. Structure function, by the experts, has said should be 80% of all care. Mm-hmm. 20% should be pharmaceutically based. Mm-hmm. That is the
we could change healthcare split. In the United States if we did
it
that.
Would solve the healthcare crisis. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're talking about the different services in structure function care that help with pain. We talked about the chiropractic. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's been proven to be the most effective in yes. in low back pain. There's
yes.
research out there that already proves that. We talked about acupuncture and its effectiveness. What about auricular therapy? This is something that a lot of people haven't heard of, sure. but very effective. Let's talk about auricular therapy.
Auricular therapy, one of the things is, just like with that gentleman with the neuritis, chiropractic was not really something that was effective for him. Mm-hmm. Also, acupuncture wouldn't be effective along those lines. However, one of the things that we can keep in mind is that auricular therapy actually would be particularly mm-hmm. effective for him. So that would be one thing that we would be looking into, besides also working with the inflammation and getting the underlying cause taken care of. So each of the different types of modalities that we have in here are effective in certain types of pains, not effective in others. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's very important for the physician to understand, and that's one of the things that are brought out in the papers in there, is the different types of pain, understanding those mechanisms, and then knowing what type of treatment will be most effective. That's one of the things that we try to pride ourselves here at the Prather Practice, is that we understand pain, we understand what's effective, in which type of situation, and know how to proceed with that to get the optimal type of performance. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're talking about auricular therapy, those are basically pain patterns that have become chronic within a patient, where it's centered in the neural pathways of the brain. I know I'm starting to get a little technical here. Mm-hmm. But basically, auricular therapy is extremely effective, especially with addictive type of pain mm-hmm. and with different types of neurological pain. So that is something that I wanted to include in here, because auricular therapy, especially for someone who has chronic pain that has also been using opiates, and that is a excellent way of getting that reversed and mm-hmm. is one of the most effective. So that is one of our modalities within here. And that's
and
even,
now we, ha- yeah, right. we have... auricular is the ear
correct.
Therapy, but we also have a unit people can wear that they keep on their ear on that auricular point, and it really helps bring down their pain levels.
Sure.
Yeah.
In very specialized types of ways, but
right.
especially in what we're dealing with this opiate crisis, that's just a huge answer mm-hmm. to a lot of the problems.
Well, let's talk about trigger point injections and joint injections. I know with my knee that
sure.
that a joint injection just made a world of difference.
Yeah, oftentimes instead of dealing with the pain, what we need to do is deal with the inflammation.
Mm.
And mm-hmm. you can have the inflammation in the joint, or you can have the inflammation with the trigger points, with the myofascial tightness in through there in the muscles. So identifying whether it's a joint problem or a fascial tissue problem is extremely important. Mm-hmm. and then having the proper type of care. One, injections in there, but also you can't just do injections, but you need to do some manual work on the muscles and on the joint. Mm-hmm. And then also strapping is very important so that you have the proper type of immobilization to allow it to work. So that's a whole science in itself that we work with very closely and provides a tremendous amount, as you can testify, of relief in patients. Those are situations that you would use that in, that the chiropractic, the acupuncture is not as effective. In other words, each and every different type of thing that we do within our office and look at are different modes of working with different qualities of pain.
Right, and not every patient that comes in pain is following the same treatment plan. It's very individualized.
It's individualized, and mm-hmm. that's the way to make it effective. If you have just one treatment for everyone with pain, then you don't understand pain. Mm-hmm. And the understanding of pain, the science of pain, is very specific, and that's one of the things that this paper really points out, is that pain is complicated, and you have to understand the nature of that particular patient's pain and which therapies will work the best for that particular pain. And that knowledge on that can is where you have the success rate.
Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about corrective exercise, rehab. Why is rehab important?
Well, you know, you want this to be, we're not looking to have someone, you know, having to come in forever for pain. We want to mm-hmm. get this fixed so they can go on with their life. So corrective exercises are absolutely critical, because now that you have the normal structure, you have to have normal function.
Mm-hmm.
So the muscles have to work right. In other words, you have to have the right patterns within the system so that you just don't recreate the problem again.
Well, I can use my knee as an example. If I'm not going to strengthen my quad muscle, my abductor muscles, I'm going to have that issue again.
Correct.
So even though I got that joint injection, I need to do the corrective exercise also.
Absolutely. It's a very holistic type of a approach, and something that we're looking at to get people where they need to be and functionally and structurally sound.
Okay, when we come back, let's talk about what the steps are to change this crisis.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what can a new patient expect when they come into your office?
The first thing is that's extremely important is the consultation.
Mm-hmm.
That's really where everything begins.
And that consultation is complimentary, free. They can come in, and the consultation's with you, mm-hmm. which is nice. Yeah,
the consultation is absolutely critical. In fact, you can get 90% of your diagnosis just from the consultation.
Mm-hmm. Listening to the patient.
Listening to the patient, finding out what their concerns are, what needs to be done, mm-hmm. How we can best help them. Having a good understanding of the complaints of the patient is absolutely critical mm-hmm. for good care. And the patient knowing that we are actually listening to them. We have very thorough intake forms that mm-hmm. are extremely helpful. Gives us quite a bit of information of what's going on into the system. After the consultation, you have to look at the diagnostics.
Okay.
You first have to understand, you know, where the patient's coming from, have an idea, but then you have to know, you know, what to do, mm-hmm. What the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference on our diagnostics than from the medical diagnostics. The medical profession, as a disease care-based program, they are looking at disease states and combinations along those lines
mm-hmm.
to treat the symptoms. Our basis of our care is a understanding of what is the underlying cause, finding out what that is, usually caused by a break from homeostasis.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to hear that word if you're listening to our radio program.
You're going to know
every
it well.
Time, mm-hmm. Because homeostasis is the basis of our practice. And homeostasis is the basis of health. And we are a health office. Mm-hmm. That is what a structure function office is.
Mm-hmm.
So the diagnostics are extremely thorough, probably more thorough than what you would get anywhere else. We look at very extensive blood work. We might do hair analysis, might do some evaluation of the gut because that's so important to one's health. We do a thorough cardiac evaluation. We do a thorough musculoskeletal exam. Many offices that even are into natural health are either just dealing with the functional aspect, mm-hmm. or they are just dealing with the structural aspect. We are unique in that we deal with both, and both of them extremely thoroughly and extremely well.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about a new paradigm in pain care. The FDA just put out the revisions on pain care and included chiropractic acupuncture, physical therapy, occupational therapy, what we consider structure function care, what the FDA calls structure function care.
Which is exactly The Prather Practice.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's so nice if people have been listening to our radio show. They come in and they understand that. They've listened for a while. They understand what structure function care is. And it, you know, we're all about educating the public. Physician means educator.
Correct.
Not drug dealer. Right. Sorry. So let's talk about what are the steps to change this crisis.
You know, it's an educational type of thing. Mm-hmm. One of the things is that a tremendous amount of money was spent to educate and change the minds of physicians. It was very effectively done. It was very profitable. Now changing the course on that is going to be hard. One of the things is that there was a very strong attempt by the Surgeon General under the Obama administration to try to educate physicians. Went around, lectured, put a lot of effort into it. At the end of it, he wrote a letter to all the physicians, which I got one, basically stating that he felt that it was a failure. Mm-hmm. There was absolutely no change. As a matter of fact, there was an increase in the opiate prescription rate. There needs to be a very strong effort in so many different types of areas to get the physicians' minds changed, and then also to get the public's minds changed, and then also to get society to change.
Well, you know, I think about, are we the only country that does the TV advertising for drugs?
Yes.
Or maybe there's, I don't know, not Sweden.
New Zealand.
Okay.
And
New Zealand,
I think they just changed that.
Okay. So we're the only country, you know, and I think, what if we started television advertising for more of these, you know, what they're calling complementary therapies and
sure.
that? It's just interesting. I wonder how the whole drug increase changed along with the advertising.
It is directly proportional.
Mm-hmm.
So the drug advertising over the television airways is extremely effective.
So do you know, should TV advertising for drugs be allowed?
No.
No.
No, it's the every physician group that has ever looked at this situation, mm-hmm. every scientific research, psychologist, psychiatrist, is there a manipulation of the public and is it done very well? Yes.
They don't manipulate me.
Well.
But they're manipulating.
Enough people.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who work on education. Yes, mm-hmm. there are people who work on education and then those who are easily influenced.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a tremendous amount of people who are easily influenced. And it basically borders on criminal, I would mm-hmm. say, to be putting that type of information out
wow,
there.
Wow, that's a strong statement.
That was not my statement.
Okay.
So I, you know, that was people who are physicians who deal with pharmaceuticals, mm-hmm. and the scientists that were involved. It is not the way that pharmaceuticals should be presented to people. Mm-hmm. It should be done in a very scientific, very restrictive type of a way. Pharmaceuticals are poisons by their very definition, are very strong, and should only be prescribed in a very careful type of manner. Mm-hmm. And right now, you know, people are coming in and demanding. And there are with the Affordable Health Care Act, there were satisfaction ratings, and the doctors were under a tremendous amount of pressure to provide satisfaction for the patient. Mm-hmm. And so if someone came in, saw something on TV, had decided that they needed that, mm-hmm. and the doctor knew better, the doctor was actually risking his job and his position to deny it to the patient.
Yeah.
And that's not a good combination, because the patient is not knowledgeable enough to know that that is not something that they should be taking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what's nice too about doing structured function care, we don't get drug seekers, you know?
Correct.
I can remember the last one, and we were able to, right when he walked in, and screen that real quick.
Right.
You know? We just tell them go elsewhere.
Well, we say that we just don't write. Mm-hmm. Because here at the Pray the Practice, we do not write prescriptions for opiates, period. Mm-hmm. In any manner or form.
So how is public awareness done now? This revision's out there. You know, how do we get it out there?
Well, the interesting thing is that basically the federal government said, and all the governing bodies say that now physicians, now that you're aware of this, you need to get this information out. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm having this radio program, mm-hmm. is because this is my part in getting the information out there. So not only is this something that I believe in strongly, but this is now something that I'm actually required to do. Mm-hmm. And this is part of my duty as a physician. This is something that I've been saying for years. Mm-hmm. And when this whole opioid crisis came about, I was very much involved in saying that this is something that is not going to work. I knew what the results of this were going to be. And trying to get that information out there, trying to talk about the alternatives to that, was something that I was trying to do at that time. And now I actually have the official backing that, yes, that was correct. Mm-hmm. And get out there and spread the word.
How about doctor awareness? How is that accomplished? How will that be accomplished?
Well, one of the nice things is I have a tremendous number of physicians who listen to this radio program. Mm-hmm. So, you know, one, I'm out there telling them. I have many physicians that I talk to. You know, they've bemoaned and talked about their whole aspect of this, that they were under a tremendous amount of pressure. Mm-hmm. They went into prescribing opiates with a lot of trepidation. Yeah. But that was the requirements that they had at that point. And then now they're trying to get that shifted. And they're the ones who are telling me, boy, you know, this the drug advertising on TV is just, it just makes their life miserable. Mm-hmm. You know, because they know better, and, you know, but they said on TV, and of course the pharmaceutical companies always have my best interests at heart.
Yeah. I always go back to those erectile dysfunction commercials. You know, the guy's a cowboy, and, you know, well, my husband looked like that. You look great, honey.
Oh, thank you.
So how do we change society norms? We have a minute left.
Okay.
You know, get to tackle.
We have a real society problems. We have instant gratification. Mm. You know, there is this philosophy in here that, you know, all you have to do is push a button. All you have to do is go up to a window, and all you have to do is pop a pill, and your problems are solved. And that is just the complete wrong thing that we are teaching our children. Mm-hmm. You know, we need to start an educational type of process. We need to teach parents, you know, that, you know, the to really try to educate their children to, you know, work for things, that there are ways to accomplish things. And a pill is not the answer. A pill is not the answer to get straight A's. You know, there is a huge addiction along those lines.
On Adderall, aren't you?
Yes. And there is, you know, if you got a pain, you take a pill. If you don't feel good, you do this. And all those things are wrong.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Again, a new paradigm in pain care. Very new news. Very,
very
encouraging, exciting news.
Yes. Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.